Hi everyone, grace and peace to you from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. My name is Ramesh Reddy. I have done ministry for a couple of years as a campus minister. Now I do ministry on the side in addition to all the other responsibilities. I'm very excited to share with you what the Lord Jesus taught me in my study of Mark 1, 32-34. I've entitled it, Where Do You Need an Answer? My hope and prayer is that you are blessed and ministered to. Mark 1:32-34 says, That evening after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak, because they knew who he was. There are two things the people did. That evening, after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door. It is very interesting, when there were those who were sick and demon-possessed, other people were the ones that brought them to Jesus. They intervened on behalf of the sick and demon-possessed, so Jesus could heal them. It is also very interesting that the whole town gathered at the door of Simon and Andrew's home. This is evident from the previous verses, Mark 1:29-31, regarding where Jesus was staying. They were ready and expectant for a healing service. There are three things Jesus did. Jesus healed many who had various diseases. Jesus drove out many demons. Jesus did not let the demons speak because they knew who he was. So important implications for my own life. When others are sick with various diseases, I can take them before the Lord and be expectant for healing. The people were expectant and ready for a healing service, and Jesus did not disappoint. Jesus answered. Not only that, Jesus made himself available for the people. Jesus had spent time earlier in the synagogue, then went to Peter and Andrew's home for fellowship time. Healed Peter's mother-in-law. Now it is evening and Jesus still spends time healing people who are looking for an answer to their problem. So I ask you now, dear friend, where do you need an answer? Dear friend, there will be times when you do not know when the answer you are looking for will come. There are other times when you'll be placed in a position to help someone else out. In either case, expect an answer from the Lord, no matter what area of life it is. The people went expecting Jesus to do great things, and Jesus did not disappoint. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I believe what he did in those days, he can still do today. He uses his followers to accomplish his great works in these last days. At other times, Jesus intervenes directly. Expect the Lord to send the answer in your life, for he is the answer for what you are going through. He is your tower of refuge and strength. We may not understand why things happen the way they do, but Jesus answers in his perfect timing. You can also be the one to show the answer to the one who is suffering. You have the awesome opportunity of bringing people to Jesus for healing, no matter what kind of diseases they are facing. What people face are not always physical, but they can be spiritual, psychological, emotional, mental, etc. But Jesus has the power to reach all areas of life. That is exciting to know, friend. I believe that with my whole heart, and as you look to Scripture and to the one who made you and me, you can have that faith too. May you know the Lord Jesus Christ answers in your life and wait for you to come to him with all your wants and needs. May you know the one who loves you so much and wants to be your answer. Amen. Almighty, nurturing Savior wonderfully, enthusiastically redeems situations. Let me close this time in prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for staying in Peter and Andrew's home after the worship service and healing Peter's mother-in-law. Then after sunset, you patiently healed so many who had various diseases when people brought them to you and the town gathered at the door. Just as you healed Peter's mother-in-law, I believe you heal each one individually and personally. I thank you, Jesus. This makes me really happy because you are a God who loves and cares for our needs. You can heal us now too and answer us in our distress. I thank you, Jesus. You know the answers we are looking for in our lives. There are areas which we need an answer and wait on you for help. Help us also to bring people to you so they can be healed and see that you are the answer. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you for hearing us and answering us. Your name I pray, Jesus. Amen.